Whatever, my side lessons from the Lay special Purim edition, Parshas Tetzaveh. We are so excited. I could hardly hold in the joy of today's wonderful topic. Abba Aleinu Latova, the clothes make the man. Even on the Purim? Question mark. We will discuss the big day kahuna that we learn from this Parsha and understand whether or not there is a relationship between that and Purim. Of course, there will be. I think the message, I hope, will sit with you as it has in my mind to be a very special one. This week's parasha we learn about the begadim of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim. And the question becomes, it's seemingly very not Jewish that we spend so much time to the point where the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Big Day Kahuna that if the Kohen put on a begad and it didn't fit him appropriately, you know, we probably do this every day, you know. We put on the shirt, it's a little bit tight, the button's coming out a little bit because we had some Amiri's cooking, right? Or, Baruch Hashem, even though you're 18, you're still growing, and the pants are a little bit, your puzzle, the avoider was puzzle that you did. It's got to fit perfectly, it'd be beautiful. We spend so much time, yes, it's a big day, what does this mean? How important it is. But we know that the concept is not just a concept for the Kohanim, for them. Because we know that we have a concept, V'yasu V'yatem T'yu Li Mimleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that we are a nation, as we learned, like Kohanim. And in fact, there are beautiful mimers, Mefarshim, that tell us that now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we are the Kohanim. We serve as those leaders. I believe Rav Soloveitchik has that idea that we become the Beis Levi in the sense of we have to serve God with no Beis HaMikdash. A beautiful idea from Rav Shimshon Pinkas. 2 weeks in a row. It's good. Kol Echad Yisrael Omed Tamid. Every single Jew stands umishmeret lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tfilosof. We stand in front of God in davening in our Limud HaTorah, the Kima Mitzvos. We are these people in Melechus Kohanim and Goy Kadosh. Looks like the Kohanim doing the avodas of Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the clothes do make the man. It's important what we're wearing in front of Hashem. We know that when it comes to tefillah, our dress should not be just a regular weekday dress. It should not be the same. There are some basic halachos that follow here in the yeshiva. We have very, very few of how a person should look in davening. Hopefully we know a little bit about this. I hope. Flip-flops. Yeah. So, says Rav Pinkas, Levusho shel Yehudi tzarech lios miyuchad. This is a very beautiful point. Bishlosha devarim. There are three areas that God tells us that we are special in our dress. Reshit, number one. We have to wear sneas clothes. Rabbi Isai, sneas clothes is not only for girls' seminaries. We, as men, have to be careful how we dress, right? And it shouldn't be something that's just not appropriate. Below kofonot hachadosh alagoyim, we shouldn't dress like the other nations do if the dress makes no sense and it's just for a fad. Another shiur that we can give on following the ways of the goyim. Shekol inyanim li'orer taivas machshavos libuz kol klekodesh. I hope you feel like this. I have a pet peeve number 643 is that I believe that Shabbos clothes have to be very miyuchad. That's a halacha. But when a person goes ahead and go to Shabbos Kodesh, so if I was running the yeshiva, which we know will never happen, but when I one day start my own yeshiva. All you guys will come show me that. Thank you. So I would have, and it's still not like a Rav Hartstein thing, I would make the guys Shabbos, I don't care what your custom is, white shirt, black pants. You want to wear a suit, that's great. White shirt, black pants. Why? Because I want you to feel it. There are a few guys, a lot of guys, but a guy might wear a nice shirt, but he would wear it sometimes during the week. Right. I want your begotten to be miyuchad for Shabbos. And when you put it on, when I put my suit on Shabbos, nobody wears a suit in Eretz Yisrael, so you feel special. You feel different. Especially here in Israel. But it's like, what are you doing? I remember the first time I ever went to a funeral in Eretz Yisrael. I believe it was for the great Rav Nevenzel's father. When he was Nifter, it was on a Friday. So we all have this great idea. We're going to get dressed for Shabbos and we'll go. Right? In America, everybody wears suits to a funeral. And I remember we got on the bus from the old city and the Israelis were literally want to beat us up. They're like, what do you think, you're going to a chasana? How dare you dress like this? This is a levaya. Because we didn't realize that there was such a difference. And therefore, levushe chadoshos should be shniyah, number two. Lizar mi babisha asar. The Torah tells us there are things you're not allowed to wear according to the Torah. For example, you can't wear shatnez. Semer v'pishtan. The isur shatnez shavel echias chazir. It's equal to like eating chazir. Many of us have suits, we don't even check them. We say, hey, what's the chances? And then there's something called levushe mitzvah. Levushe mitzvah is tzitzis. Things that we wear that define us of who we are, yarmulke. We might think, says Rav Pinkus, and this is the point, that dress is all about chitzoni. It's how you look to the outside, right? As I just said, the dress makes the man. He's dressed for success. He's dressed to kill. Aval ha'emes hi sheyesh bahem nikudot pinimit ve'amuka l'chol heim tofsim makom chashu be'avodas Hashem. No. Dressing nicely is a central theme in the inside of the person. Avodas Hashem. Obviously we understand that my inside, when we were in Warsaw, you know, and it was below zero, that the more that we wore, the warmer we got inside, not outside, inside. So of course the outside affects the inside on that level. But it's a shmira. When I wear tzitzit, it's a shmira to the inside of my guf. So the dress is a very, very important area. And whatever, he goes on and he talks about, of course, the first dress ever, the Asu Hashem Elokim LaAdam, Uleishto, Ketonis Or. Chazal tell us in Bereishis Rabbah, what does it mean? Or is with an ayin. He says, reminds us of Or with an aleph. Shem emes misha begadav heim bigdre asnias v'akadoshos lovesh as tamid Ketonis Or. Writing like this Ketonis Or. Beautiful idea. Filled with the Ruach of Hashem. Clothes are a very important part of our lives. It defines who we are. There's always that discussion about different schools that have uniforms. Whether that's a good idea or not. It's a good idea on the level of all the kids are equal. But on the other hand, it doesn't let them show their individuality. But clothing a lot of times defines who we are inside. The Big Day Kahuna, the Kohen, when he dressed for success, he was able to serve, but on a neshama level. Sometimes when we dress appropriately when it comes to davening, our davening is different. I guarantee you that when you daven mincha and you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt, it's not the same when you walk into the Beis Medrash and you're wearing a nice shirt and clean pants and real shoes and socks. It's different. A lot of people Shabbos daven is different. It has a lot to do with the way that they're dressed. This has been a studies that have been done in the workplace. People are moving a lot away from the suits, the formal suits, but in some companies they still believe in it because it sets the person apart. They feel different. When you're in a meeting, right, and this is how the whole working from home, so the famous Yahoo, they stopped it because they realized that when people start wearing their pajamas to work every day and they're in their house, they don't function as well. They don't feel the same. Now we come to Purim. And we have a very interesting minhag. A minhag which, if you don't know yet, you only have a few shopping days until Purim. Many guys are going to get dressed up. And it's going to be very interesting. And I hate to, you know, tell you the key before. But I love to see what guys dress up on, specifically on, what is it, Shabbos, on Purim. Because I think it does sometimes identify with what their neshama is. Remember that line when you see how they're dressed up. You're like, oh, boy.
Oh,
a cowgirl. That's yeah. The no. Concept is that sometimes we manifest, and we'll see why Dafka Purim. Like, it doesn't always mean that's true. Sometimes it was just a good costume. But sometimes it manifests as really who we are, who we want to be, where we are. It wasn't until I came to Israel my first year, and my kids were chalishing, if you will. I remember my son wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. Like, shocked in America, what was the Kohen Gadol, you know? And the kids, of course, a lot of them want to be soldiers, or manifest who what they want to do. Sometimes I understand it goes with a theme. But then it comes to the other outwardly but inside question, which I think has a lot to do with clothes, which really this is the feeling. And that's one of the most difficult halachas to follow on Purim, in my humble opinion, and that's drinking. How antithetical is this to who we are as Jews? We dafka use wine to be makadish, kiddish. We make kiddush to show that it's different. We can use wine in the most appropriate way. And now we're using it in a way to get... It's, I don't understand. You're sending mixed messages. We can't drink in yeshiva ever, but it's okay on Purim. Maybe, you know, we're going to... In your Rebbe's house, it's only wine. What does this mean? So I'm not the only one bothered by this. Says in Moedim Azman of Sternbach, in a beautiful piece... He says, doesn't the Rambam tell us in Hilchos Yontif, she'ashichrus v'aschok, v'harbe kalas rosh, enu shemura ela halulus, it's nothing, it's terrible. It's the worst of the worst. But then we all, every single Jew in the world that's religious, knows the famous Arizal, machmir ben amachmirim, that the word Purimen, Yom Kippur, ooh, they sound a little bit alike. Because Yom Kippur is not even similar to Purim itself. It's Kippurim. It's not even on the level. He says, what does that mean? Obiyah Dvaram is as follows. When a person gets drunk, Be'emek Levo, Emek Machshavoso, you really get to see who he is inside. Be'purim, Aval Be'purim Kishahu Shikr, Eino Shalot Al Haseicha. He's not in charge of his facilities anymore. Sometimes more than others. L'chein, be'eis ha'onak hazot yicholim b'hakir mahuto. Ha ha! Now I'll really know who you are. You know, sometimes you wear that clothes, but is that really who you are? Now I'll know. Why? Nichnas yayin yotz asod. I know who you are for real. And he goes on to say, but on Yom Kippur, it's this kind of, excuse me for saying, but he says it. This fakeness. Why? Because you're doing something nobody normal does. Human beings don't fast all the time for 25 hours. Malachim do that. And all you do is sit in shul for 25 hours, which you never normally do. And you pray to God like you never do the entire year. And you hit yourself more times than you ever the entire year. And you say, I'm sorry, more times than the entire year. He goes, but that's really fake. That's outwardly for everybody to see. Oh, look at Hartstein. Oh, he's in front of the base manager. He's crying. He's sounding tight. Oh, but you get drunk and pour him on the day of Kedusha, on the day of this high level, ooh, you're really going to see who you are. And that's why it's so obvious to me. If you know already that you've been drunk once and you know how you act when you're drunk, you're probably not ready to get drunk on Purim. It's probably usher for you to get drunk on Purim. I have a Ramah for you to see which says you shouldn't get drunk on Purim. Just have a little bit more than you normally have, which hopefully doesn't apply to anybody's a lot. And he writes, the avoda of Purim, chayev inish the besuna ad lo yada, is for the tzaddikim, for the Mordechais, to find out, am I really the same? And I've had this chus of seeing people drunk in an amazing way. Oh, I remember my year in Israel, when we went to Rav Nevensal's house, and he was drunk. And quote unquote, he let himself go. What did he mean, let himself go? He let everybody know the true gadol he was. He was playing a game with all the students. Give me four words in any Gemara anywhere, and I'll tell you the rest of the Gemara. Open any Gemara. Four words, I'll tell you the whole Gemara. And then he got even more drunk, and he says, give me the four words, I'll say it now, the entire Gemara backwards. The words backwards. Yeah. Crazy. That's Mahus, who I am. That's the clothes make the man. That's is really who I am. Right? Sometimes we don't know that because sometimes it's a mask. Right? Sometimes that's what it is. It's not really who I am. I'm not really a gorilla. I'm just outwardly look like a gorilla. Who am I really on the inside? You're going to spend all perm now looking at the people. Oh, Rav Hartzi said on the inside, this is who we really want to be. But we question that. Sometimes we dress, quote unquote, the part, but the part is not really who we are. Maybe it's who we want to be, and that's why we should dress that way. Don't get me wrong. We should dress that way because that's truly who we should be. You know, one of the major things you should be working on this year, obviously, is that I would love for my neshama, my inside, to be my outside. The famous line of the Rambam I've often quoted, Tocho Kibara. Wouldn't it be amazing if what I really think inside is really who I am outside? Wouldn't it be amazing if I really don't care when somebody says something not so nice? It's fine, whatever. And I really want to do chesed. And it really does bother me in a positive way when something's going on wrong and I can fix it. I'm going to fix that. Wouldn't it be great if the inside and the outside are exist together? Your key to success in life and college and your future is that. Am I a fake person? Is my dress just this fake-o thing? Or is that really who I am? And when I get drunk, and you shouldn't, how do I act? That tells you exactly who you are. Once in a blue moon, mamish, a small percentage, a guy will get drunk and say, wow, did you see that guy? He was sitting and learning. He was. That's amazing. It's the minority case. Because you're not usually ready for that. That doesn't mean, Rebbe, isn't that what you said? I should get drunk. Because if I get drunk, then I'll see that I was ready. No. You should get yourself ready for it. You should do things, chitzoni things, because to make the tocho really who we want to be. Wake up your neshamas. So it should be, yes, the big day kahuna. Let us dress in a certain way to show the kavod of Hashem. Because we believe in that. We believe that we have a dress in three different ways. We should be sneus in the way that we dress. Chaman al-Slan, the stories I hear in other yeshivas, obviously, people walking around without clothes on, that's against halacha. That's not sneistic. I don't wear shatnez. I don't wear things that are usser. I don't want to look at other things that are usser. I don't want to look at a woman that's not dressed appropriately, that's usser, that's alluring to me. That's not appropriate. And finally, I have a uniform. Both religious uniform, which is tzitzis, and religious uniform, which is a yarmulke, and I'm never scared to ever wear that. My friend's father just passed away. Wonderful, wonderful person who was very fond of our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, was able to support the yeshiva. Mr. David Grossman is a Shamashav and Aliyah. And how difficult he said it was. He, when you're an onan, you're not allowed to wear tzitzis. You make in the morning, you make the mistake. You just put it on your system. Do we even try? Why do I wear tzitzis? Because this is what I want to be inside. I want to be that person. You know the Gemara that talks about he saw his tzitzis and he stopped sinning. I want to be like that. No. I want to wear a yarmulke and say to myself, wait a minute, I can't do that. I'm wearing a yarmulke. I can't act like that. How can I curse with a yarmulke on? I can't do that. That's not who I am. That's not Big Day Kahuna. And finally, when it comes to the holiday of Purim, the mahut, the point of Purim, is to find out who I am 5.5 months later. It's over. Yeah, 5 months, it's over. The holiday of Yom Kippur. What happened to me? Who am I on the inside? This is the real day. This isn't the fake day of 25 hours of tefillah. It's not who I am. I'm fasting. I have nothing else to do. What am I? Who am I? Do the clothes really make the man? Am I really who I say I am? God remembers what you said on the 10th of Tishrei. Have you done any of those things? Have you even tried? People tell stories, and we'll end with this. The year in Israel, they started putting tzitzis on. They started dressing a little bit differently when it came to tefillah. And they felt different. The test is, of course, that Friday morning. The test is when you go home for Pesach. You could dress any way you want. And you say, no, this is tefillah. This is not the way I dress. I'm going to wear the collar. I'm going to wear a button. Yeah, I'm not trying to be super charet. I want to show tefillah. And then you can come home, take everything off, and put on your shorts and your t-shirt. It's fine. Not for tefillah. And when it comes to mincha, I'm always going to have in my car a long pair of pants because you never know what I'm at the chapa mincha. Put the pants on. Who cares? Does God really care? No. You should care because that's who you are and that's who defines you. Amir Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we should take these two messages of Purim and the covered forest of the Kohen Gadol and recognize who we are and the great things that we can accomplish. And we should be zoicha that our toicho kebaru, what's inside of us, should be what's outside of us. And Amir Hashem have an amazing Purim that's so spiritual and filled with really who we are and defining Amir Hashem, the true Jews that we are and can be.
Amen. Amen.